Staying at matters at a tangent as well, have you ever wondered what life is like actually down on the farm? Well, farms across the Northwest, they're opening their gates to the public as well this weekend to give you a flavour of exactly how our food makes it from the field to the fork. Philip Reynolds is with us this week, a young reporter, and he's been to Derry Duff Farm in Dungiven just to get a wee peep.
I've been allowed out for the morning to take a little trip up to Derry Duff Farm and speak to Wesley Semple, who is the owner of this farm, and it's taking part in Northern Ireland Farming Week, which begins tomorrow and runs right through until Sunday. And I'm getting a sneak peek at exactly what really goes on in the background, behind the scenes of a farm. And Wesley's with me. Wesley, thanks very much for taking part today.
Thank you, Phil, for coming out to see us this morning on the farm.
I must say, you're looking very glamorous. We were chatting about you being up and on the farm at 4:15 in the morning. Is that just the average day for you?
That's the normal day, Phil. It's all part of being a dairy farmer.
Right, I think I'll stick to the office job. But with that in mind, you're going to give us a little peek of what goes on in the daily life of the Derry Duff Farm.
Yes, I'm hoping to give everyone a snap insight to actually what happens here on Derry Duff Farm on a normal working day.
We're actually in your cow. Is it a cow shed or cow shelter?
It's known as a cow shed, so it is.
So we're in your cow shed with a couple of glamorous looking women around here, it has to be said.
Yeah, not everyone thinks that at 4 a.m, but normally they can get on with it and do what they're meant to do.
I don't think anyone looks very glamorous at 4 o'clock in the morning, but we're going to have a wee peek run through. Do you want to have a sneak look? We're now in the inside of the viewing gallery, and this is where everyone's going to first arrive.
This is where everyone's hoping that is going to arrive on the farm. We're going to look at our farm story on our storyboards here as part of the Open Farm Weekend. Then we're going to do a very short snapshot looking at a presentation of what the background history of the farm is about. And also we've got a few funny videos to just illustrate on how milk's produced and the whole insights for kids and even some of the bigger kids that hopefully are going to be here on the day.
You've got loads of signage up which says our farm story, basically where the milk starts and where it ends up on your plate or on where your milk ends up on your table.
Yeah, we're taking, you know, our main aim is a fun day, an educated day for everyone, and just to sort of illustrate from the field to fork message, which the whole initiative of the Open Farm, the Bank of Ireland Open Farm Weekend, where it came from, that, you know, from grass, how does that turn around until it reaches the product on the consumer, such as the milk they drink and the ice creams that they eat, and the whole story behind that.
What is Open Farm Week all about for you, and what interested you in getting involved? Because I believe you were saying that this is the first time that the farm has opened its gates to the public.
It's the first time that we've opened to the general public, and the real reason why we decided as a family to open our farm was that we wanted to give something back to our local community and actually show them what we're all about here and give them an insight, you know, why we're doing what we're doing.
We're now going to leave the viewing gallery and we're making our way up the stairs, and we're going to have a look at some of your 400 cows that you have up here.
That's correct. What we're coming up to the viewing gallery, we'll actually see from here, all the visitors will be able to actually see the whole work and process when they come. We will actually be milking at that stage, so we will be of the day.
So the people that are coming tomorrow can basically, from what we can see here, you've got the milking machinery, some hay in the background, and basically cows as far as the eye can see. So they're going to see...
First thing that the visitors will hopefully
dairy
see
process.
Will be from the cows lying on their cubicles, eating silage, and also them being able to see the cows being moved out and brought into the milking parlour, and how the cows then are fed and what they're fed with. We will be illustrating exactly how much water cows drink and how much silage they eat. And actually, you know, the process of making grass into silage, and, you know, just educating and showing people what we're about. They'll have the opportunity also to see the cow's been milked. And, you know, the most important thing is the fun for the kids to actually just take the whole thing in.
With your dairy farm, you don't use a robotic milker?
No, we chose 5 years ago not to go robotic. We chose to go with a conventional parlour just because that we wanted to milk the cows ourselves and as effectively as we could.
So this is the machinery. Is there a certain name for this contraption?
This is known as a conventional herringbone parlour, with in-parlour feeding, and this is where the cows will be fed and milked from as well on the day. And you'll be able to see from here exactly the cows coming in and leaving from the parlour.
Well, there you go. That's Phil Reynolds reporting there from Derry Duff Farm. And if it's whetted your appetite and you fancy maybe giving them a visit tomorrow or Sunday, these are the ones that are all open locally. Glen Craig Farm. Claudie, people will know that. Glen Craig and Claudie. Derry Duff Farm, that's with our guest there. That's by Dungiven. And Braemar Farm, Castle Rock. So full details on all the farms participating across Northern Ireland and the activities on offer are available on, and we need the website there. I'll give it out if we get it between now and 3 o'clock. Let's get that website out because it's a big campaign. Great stuff.